Shalom. אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל.
We'll be reading from the writings of Baal Sulam, the article 600,000 Souls. You can find the article on kabbalahmedia.info. And you can watch the lesson and send us questions on kab.tv. The writings of Baal Sulam, the article 600,000 Souls. We will continue, start rather, from the sentence, "The sign for the body's complete correction is..."
We want, with this article, to understand, to see, to feel how Baal Sulam relates to creation, because all that was created is a structure called neshama, soul, and this structure, even though through the force of the shattering it appears to us to be vast and divided into many parts, and they have all kinds of connections between them, various egoistic or altruistic connections, and sometimes they are as one, and sometimes they appear to be many separated parts. We cannot, therefore, recognize them in the right way, these parts or this single structure. We have a problem with it because, well, it's the perception of reality. It is according to our own inner structure of each and every one of us, and how this single structure is divided within each and every one of us. And it seems to us that this is how it is in the world. And therefore, how this is how one understands and grasps and perceives. From this, he feels spirituality and perceives reality. So from this article and a few other articles that later on we will also go through, we should try to understand, to feel, to bring closer to ourselves the true perception, which is that the particular and the general are equal, that it depends on my perception where I am, and not that there is some absolute truth outside of me, but rather it is all from out of my kelim, and one who flaws is flawing due to his own faults. So pay attention to how he writes, that he immediately continues by saying that it says that there are 600,000 souls, that's what they said, and each soul divides into several sparks. How can such a thing be? And he says, in my opinion, that there is indeed only one soul in the world, and it exists entirely within each one and in everyone together, and we just have to understand how it is possible to put these things together so that they will be as one, meaning to correct our perception. And how do we correct it? By working on the connection between us, between people, in such a way that we want to bring closer this way our sensation. Perception is sensation. First, the heart feels, the heart understands, and later on, the mind understands what the heart feels. So, how can we come closer to the right perception? That there is only one created being, and he is filled up with one fulfillment, one receives one, and there is no more. And we have to, from our broken case, our broken perception, where everything seems to us as numerous parts, we need to come closer to this one perception. And then to that extent, as we come closer to it, we begin to come closer through the degrees and discernments that are more truthful, more spiritual means, that we are in the inclination to indeed put together all of these individuals to one. Why is this important to us? Because we now are in a stage where we already have to begin to see reality as belonging to some extent to a single force. And it all depends on our own inner correction. It's not that there is any change occurring on the outside, but rather it all depends on our inner perception. So, let's pay attention to how much we want from all of the individuals, the parts, the separated parts, to reach the concept of one. Please, go ahead.
Okay, so 600,000 souls, and the sign for the body's complete...
Yes.
Correction. And the sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them.
Even though he feels it as his own soul.
For which he does not feel himself to be an individual. For one depends on the other.
Which means that he completely identifies with all of the other souls, all the other parts, in each one of them and in all of them together, and he, of course, is with them, shines only a single soul.
At that time, he is complete and flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon, as in he who breathed from within him.
But there is no difference. The particular and the general are equal. So as it, this soul, this light that shines in each one, it also shines in everyone. And it's completely such that not that it is divisible or it is broken into parts, or to the contrary, it comes together, but it is simply one. We cannot understand it in our perception. It doesn't exist because our perception is also completely built from pieces, squares that come together or break apart. And this is how we are always in such a differential perception, an integral connecting and dividing. Whereas one who comes closer to spirituality, he begins to understand that it works not in such a way as in our world, in a discrete manner, but rather there it is both one and everyone are equal. We will get closer to this perception, we will understand it, we will feel it, and as much as it is different, nevertheless we will understand how it could be that all of the thousands and billions of the individual souls can also be as one. The particular and the general are equal. Well, for the time being, let's just hear it and try to understand it somehow. Of course, it's worthwhile for us to study now because we also want to work on all of us being as one kli. So it would be interesting for us. How can it be that one person or hundreds or thousands of our friends are together is what we will feel in all of the thousands? Can it be felt in each one? Or can each one influence the thousands, and the thousands can accumulate within each one? These things are not the way it is in our world, in our perception, that they exist in a kind of differentiation where either they're many or they're together, one. Rather, here there is a different kind of perception. The particular and the general are equal. It's not like our own perception for the time being. Rather, they are truly equal. There is no more than one. Even though, for the time being, according to our corrupted perception, they appear to be many. Well, let's continue.
This is the meaning of the three times of a person. One, a spark of a soul, the act by way of sparkling, as in prohibiting and permitting.
Meaning the beginning of the soul, its foundation. Neshama, soul, means the perception of the Creator within the person. The appearance of the Creator within the person, it is called neshama, soul. So it begins from one small, tiny spark where one feels that he is drawn towards the revelation.
Two, a particular soul, one part of 600,000. It is permanently completed, but its flaw is with it.
This means that he feels already that there are many parts and he has to attain them, to connect with them, and they exist outside of him, far away from him. His will to receive is separating him from them. And he always feels himself, well, as more or less, but far away from them, standing opposite them. Yes?
This means that his body cannot receive the whole of the soul. And he feels himself as being distinct, which causes him a lot of pains of love.
This is what today we're talking about, how much we have to connect, all of us, to a single ten, or all of the tens, to one tribe, let's say, and we're incapable of it. We still have a very clear division, separation between each one and the others. And even if we try somehow, if we make an effort to come closer to each other, nevertheless, this division is still maintained. This is the second stage. However, we already want to reach that, something that unites us.
Subsequently, he approaches wholeness, the common soul, since the body has been cleansed and is entirely dedicated to the Creator and does not pose any measures or screens and is completely included in the whole of Israel.
This means that it is clear to us that one is that in each one, a point in the heart awakens and he yearns, but he doesn't still know what for. He yearns for the attainment of the Creator. He has no business with others. He doesn't feel himself as being separated. It's just that a spark works within him. He doesn't even want to think about connecting or differences and cuts. This is how we also, as we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah and we start to study, that is, we start to draw upon ourselves some reforming light. We're being told to connect, so we, as if formally, connect, and this is what we do. The second part is the most important. It is being an individual, a particular soul, where each one feels that he has to connect with the others, whether he's capable to or not. He has work here, prayer, efforts, and he realizes that here there is the whole of the soul, which shines to everyone equally and to each one equally. And here there is the perception of reality, where he still has to attain that in this perception of reality, something is happening here where it is totally different from what he feels from within his broken kli. He feels each one as being separated far from the other, and the world includes many, many different parts that have a certain interconnection between them. But along with that, he begins to hear and to study that it should all be one integral kli, meaning without such connections through pipelines, let's say, but rather truly as one, to the point where even though they're all interconnected through the will to receive, Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer. There are these pipelines between them, so that they're interconnected in such a way. However, in the end, the connection should be as though there are no limitations on the interconnections between them through these pipelines, because the pipeline is something that is limited. It is a line, curve, where there is limitation. They have to connect between them, so much so, with such interconnections that these pipelines will fill up all of the space between them, as though these are not pipelines, but rather it is an ocean that comes in between them, connecting them without any limitations. This is actually the work in the second stage. And then in the third one, he says he approaches wholeness, the common soul, since the body has been cleansed and it is entirely dedicated to Havaya, to the Creator, and it does not pose any measures or screens, and it is completely included in the whole of Israel. It is completely as there was only one Kli in this structure prior to the shattering, prior to the sin of the Tree of Knowledge. Now, also, we come back to that same state, even though it is through numerous screens. So, all in all, the interconnections are by overcoming above the will to receive, and they're so corrected that it is as if there is no will to receive here, which is separated from the other. And upon that there is Simtzu, Masach, or Chozer, calculations, Zivugim, Dehaka, of all kinds and degrees, but rather all of these actions, numerous actions, discrete actions, they bring about the integral state. Yes. Well, so far,
yes. How is the sensation of the individual different to the sensation of the ten, the sensation of the tribe?
It's a different perception of reality. It is as the Creator sees reality versus how you see reality. It cannot be described. You see it in the form of pixels. Black, white, the more pixels you have, and the more they're scrutinized by you in all kinds of different forms and colors and different manners, you have a more clear, deeper perception along all of the axes of the past, present, future, you, the Creator, the general Kli, etc. It is still, however, a form of light versus darkness. Whereas, when we come closer to the state of darkness, will shine as light. It will shine as light. It cannot be explained. We perceive everything in our vessels of perception, of sensation. We are vessels of sensation. So if for me, darkness and light become as one entity, on the one hand, I seem to lose my ability to see. If we're talking about our perception, where everything is according to differences, according to contrast that exists between the black and the white. Whereas, if we're talking about the spiritual perception of reality, specifically, as much as I annul myself from distinguishing between the darkness and the light, and I want that darkness will shine as light, I accept in my senses that what is against my will to receive, I want to rise above it and except that it is in favor of the new will with a screen and Tzimtzum, Masach, then I end up reaching the divine perception. I see reality like the Creator. This cannot be described. Well, then we will see it, yes.
Do you feel at the same time the sensation of the individual sensation and the general sensation?
I don't want to get into it. You'll start depicting these things. I mean, it has to come from above. I'm only giving you some lines that there is here a totally new perception. When we reach it, we will reach it. So this was item two here. And three is after we're included in the wholeness. And we attain the perception of the Creator. Look, it's all kind of flame, you know. We can't really speak about it clearly because the perception of reality is something that, well, if you grasp it, you do. If you don't, you don't. If I have no glasses, I won't see what is here ahead of me, right? I don't see it. I know that there are people here and I hear them, but I don't see them. This is how it is. What can you do if you don't have these glasses? And here, the glasses are such that we see precisely the soul being in each one and in everyone together, and it is as one. How can it be? Because this perception of the sum total of the individuals, the distinct ones, shifts into an integral perception. Well, this is how it is. In truth, in that sense, most of the article, its essence ends with this. Now he's just going to add all kinds of things that, well, they're very important, but the most important thing for us is that now we are discovering, we want to discover the general soul. We should understand how important it is, because by us wanting to depict all of our groups as a single 10 and to care for all of them equally and to rise above my individual concern to my concern for my 10, to my individual concern for my country or my language, let's say, I have to rise to the whole of the Adam, the Kli of Adam, of the entire humanity, the whole of Babylon. And it is all in order to take care of my perception, so it will be the right one, so that I will be in the perception, I will see reality in the eyes of God, in an integral collective form. This is why we now are getting this push, this impulse to think about the whole of the soul. Well, at least about all of our groups all over the world, to try already to see them in a way that we skip over all of the differences between them. And in this, each and every one of us will correct his own shattering. Then we will have a more integral perception of reality. This is the process that we are being thrown into. All in all, to correct our perception of reality. Therefore, it is something very important, and it's a shame if somebody does not take part in that with efforts of his own as much as possible.
The second part, he says, the particular soul. Is there a particular soul?
Well, this is how we receive it. Yes. After the shattering of Adam HaRishon, each and everyone feels himself as a separate part. What happens at the end of correction? I cannot say, because, again, it is all a matter of sensation. I don't feel it yet, but along the way, of course, we will start to feel the others as myself.
I have a question. Now you talked about there being Masachim. You have all sorts of countries and people we see on the screens. How can we make corrections such that when he's there and I'm here?
And if it was your little son, yeah, who was somewhere else, wouldn't you feel that?
Yeah, yes, but how can I interact with someone sitting over there?
Try with all of your heart to create a connection with him, because it is a part. He is a part of your soul, and the Creator didn't do it in an artificial manner, rather out of the nature that he created in human beings, in us. It was all done out of the wholeness. The Creator created a single whole soul. Later on, he planted into this soul a force that exploded this soul into different parts. And by this force called the ego, all of these parts filled themselves as being far away from each other. The distance between them is expressed in hatred, in physical distance. A physical distance, being apart, away from each other, having some distance. And in all kinds of emotions and different and even contrasting perceptions, all of these changes that distance us from each other, specifically the Creator made it so because he wanted us, by skipping over them, even though they would exist, we just make connections above them. Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, etc. We, by that, will increase the connection, the interconnection between us 620 times over, and we will discover him. He gives us a small spark of himself, and we, by skipping over or making an effort to skip over the distances between us, we will discover him 620 times over. That is, we'll discover he himself, and he will live in us, between us. We, as if, capture him and hold him between us. By the upper light being outside of us, outside of these, all of these egoists, by us skipping over it and working correctly with our ego, we pull him in.
So the sentence after that, he says that his body cannot receive the whole of the soul. He feels himself as being distinct and individual, which causes him many pains of love.
Yes, this is the beginning.
And what do you do with that? Workshops or what? I don't understand what I do with this. In the morning when I get up, what do I do with this? I have the friends in Kiev, I'm here in Israel. How do I connect to them? Well, I look at them and they look at me. How do we do this? Workshops together?
Only by us working on our emotions with our mind, when we realize that here there is the matter of connecting together the pieces of the broken soul. We ask, how do you do it? You do whatever you have the power to do, that you should do, in order to reach a prayer. And when you will, the one that you will ask from, he will save you. That's it. However, the problem is to reach a prayer. This requires many efforts. You are incapable of it, and you very much want, and who should you ask from, and does he have it, and does he want to help you? All of these are topics of the prayer. But of course, it's not that we correct it or that we connect with anyone. Rather, if we, above the rejection, nevertheless make efforts, then we turn to the Creator, and don't forget about that. Usually we do forget about it, just like you. And then the Creator will finish the job for me. This is how we also need to come closer to our Congress in Bulgaria, that we want to do whatever possible, but a part of the Congress has to be a prayer. A prayer. because here we are already talking about not about something within the ten where I don't want to or I do want to, but it's still something human. It's something which is in my field of vision, in my field of sensation, but rather here, when we don't feel, we don't know what, who, within me, inside of me, this pattern does not exist, that I'm connected to all of these groups, we're as one, etc. So all that's left for me is to pray, to ask. And on the other hand, this is very good, because I feel how far away it is, how much I don't feel like it, I don't want it, it cannot exist within me, I don't have such a feeling, I don't have such a perception, even in my understanding. And so there is room for it. There is room for a prayer. Because all in all, only through it do we reach the right state. Okay. Maybe later, Rachamim.
Kiev,
okay.
Hello, dear Rav. We were talking a lot about how in that request between me and the Creator, we have the first nine sphere. That's my ten. So how now, where to position the whole general, the whole world kli in that request?
I can't. I realize you're an architect and you want to build this clear form and have it before you. Either we build it in the form of 100 groups, let's say, all over the world. This is the Nebaruch, the kli of Adam HaRishon that is about to be corrected. A part of the shattering that already is in an inclination towards connection. I don't know how to describe it. We need to try to depict it emotionally. You can have all kinds of drawings or depictions, but it doesn't end with that. It's not like in your profession where the way you describe things. Rather, it has to be more emotional. We need to, even though we don't feel it, however, we have to feel ourselves as dependent on each other, belonging to each other, and we have no choice. We have to create a single system. We have to establish a single system. I have nothing more to say. In the end, you accept everyone as a ten. As you describe or depict your own ten, that even though there are many discernments there, along with that, there is a certain interconnection with you that is also there, sometimes more, sometimes less, in all kinds of different manners, but there is something. There is a system. Now, you have to try to feel all of Bnei Baruch, the worldwide Bnei Baruch, also as a system. Does it exist or not? It exists. And we should try to bring that system into our sensation. It has to be established within my sensation. That way. I don't know how to say it. Let's say that you never heard a certain melody, let's say. You didn't hear some melody, and now you hear some melody, and it is perceived within you. So you perceive it, you feel it, it created certain emotions within you. So this is what we want to reach, that what you don't feel, it should actually play within you, so that you will feel it emotionally, first of all. The most important is the emotion. Well, we will reach it. Gershon, what?
regarding Vlad's question, but from a different angle. Exactly what you're describing now, I feel that it's begun to be born here in the work with the tents. After years of working with the tents, suddenly this work of emotion, this certain perception was born, and now the transition, I don't know how to facilitate the transition, just to throw away all of the previous work and try to envision the world clean that...
Why? What are you throwing away? Tell me. Well, count all kinds of things for me that you are going to throw away.
No, I mean, regarding my inner focus, I feel that we've begun to enter a more inner work in the ten. It's difficult to put into words, but everything that you say, I can somehow envision in the work within the ten. How the feeling of dependency between us, our attitude to each other, that receives, it captures a greater volume of our life.
And now what's required of you is to be even more connected in the 10, so that out of the 10, you will connect together within the 10 and out of the 10 to more 10s.
I hear it, but you demand...
By that, your connection within the 10 will grow even more. And it's not my fault that now we already have to advance to this second stage. It's not my fault. It is being dropped on us. I just have to accept it and say it is all for the better. You see, from one day to the next, the conditions are becoming not, I wouldn't say harder, well, harder also, but more clear. It is becoming revealed as a stage in the work that you have to do. You see, it doesn't depend on me. To the opposite, I would like to say it's because you're successful, relatively. We're being pulled forward. We're not being pushed to advanced stages if we're incapable of it. Rather, if we are capable to some extent already, we're being pushed forward. I was not expecting these stages so much so, no. Yes? I'm sure that we're all happy and grateful for this stage, but let's say in the tens, when we started working in the beginning, as you explained, I would write on my hand, now think about the ten. Then Zoom meetings were born and all kinds of things, so we received opportunities, possibilities to develop a stronger connection. Now in my life, in relation to the world clear, I find myself also it's something that is unknown. How do we kind of eat it? How do we chew up on it? Just like it was with the 10 once, right? It was that way, then it became more clear. You received emotions within. Oh, I should feel this, feel that. This is that way, this is this way. The 10 begins to be established within, inside here. Truly, yeah, when you have a certain place for each one and for everyone together in a certain way, because indeed there is nothing on the outside, it is all inside. They only exist inside. These images, it's an imaginary world. So, you have experience already then in something that this is how you caused the establishment of the 10 within your emotions, so that the friends are standing within your heart in some way, relatively, but apparently it is enough. In order to establish it more correctly, we have to rise one level up. What is the difference between these degrees in spirituality? That it is 10 times more. Everything is always to the power of 10, or 10 times more. It is multiplied, it multiplies itself by 10. That's it. So now we have to rise in such a way, apparently. So, first of all, whatever comes, don't accept it with rejection. It is difficult, yes, it's not quite understood, yes, okay, more and more and more of it. But just like it was with the 10, but how much did we talk about the 10 and hear about the 10 before? 4 years, how much did we go into, how much long did it take us to get into all of this thing? It took us years, months. And what now? Now you're being told you have to. That's it. A few weeks and you already have to feel this world clear, the existing within you. I, sir, can't do anything about it. We have to, and that's it. But apparently you already have experience and an inner willingness, each and every one of you, to a certain extent, so that he can start to digest it. Explanations, well, you'll get them as much as possible. But, you know, it all comes from within, from the work. You already have some feeling of it. Moscow.
Good morning, teacher. Two short questions. First one. In the past it was easier because we learned to work in the connection in the 10 because it was possible. The friends are here sitting with me so I can incorporate their pain, their feelings, their desire to connect. But now in 10s, how can we incorporate the pains of the friends in Europe who want to connect and can't, so that my prayer won't be fake, but rather emotional, as you just said?
It is precisely the way it should be. Don't you worry about it. Anyone who is disqualifying because of his own flaws. What are you complaining about? You're complaining that you don't feel very well. So you have a clear feeling that you don't feel, that you are in darkness, in the fog, in darkness. This is called that you are coming out of the field blessed by the Lord, and I am seeking my brothers, and I don't know, and I don't see where they are, what is happening with them. I don't know anything, but I'm searching for them. So search. Then you will see how you find them and how you connect, and through the connection with truly, and there, Egypt, the revelation of the evil, in a way that is more than it was before in the 10, because in the 10 you finished with the 10s, you were enclosed with the 10. What, you wanted to find spirituality within the 10? No, you have to go through several degrees until in this 10 between you, this primary one, he will be revealed. So, actually, this next second degree is very important. It gives a new essential feeling above time and place and movement, above corporeality, you might say. Because nevertheless, it already exists without our physical perception. It is a difficulty on the one hand. On the other hand, already you're breaking through into what is seemingly a spiritual dimension between us. Okay? Well, good. Should we continue with it or not? I don't know. It seems to me that to continue, I'm afraid it might confuse us. Well, go ahead and read. We learned that if even one man came before his master in complete repentance, the Messiah King would come at once.
Meaning that truly we have business with one soul, and also one man, one Adam. And not many, as it seems to us, in our perception of reality. States, there are no states, but each one, the more we collect it all into one, one concept, above time, space, motion, by that we come closer to discovering the truth.
It seems to mean, as they said, Moses is equal to 600,000. We need to understand this, since this would mean that there are twice 600,000 souls, the soul of Moses and the souls of Israel.
You see, he wants to explain to us, in a way that's closer to us, the whole matter of the integral perception.
But the truth is that there is no more than one soul, as it is known by the measure of each and every soul that purifies and cleanses itself from its filth. Hence, when all the souls are corrected, they will draw onto them the entire upper soul of Atzilut to each and every soul, since the spiritual is indivisible. At that time, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. Hence, while even a single soul is denied of complete purity, the extension of this Kedusha, holiness, will be deficient in every soul in Israel.
So, it seems he still speaks in divisions, segments, different perceptions which connect together and divide. Yes?
And when a single soul from Israel is purified from its filth, it will draw onto itself the whole of the soul of Atzilut, and through it, all the souls of its generation will be corrected. This is the meaning of one being dependent on the other, as it is written, it was befitting for the Shekhinah, divinity, to be upon him, but his generation was unworthy of it. The content of the words is unanimously bewildering, that the same soul that was rewarded with purification immediately strives to increase the grace of the generation and ask for them, until it elevates its entire generation to its merit.
Because it integrated with all of them, and do they even exist outside of her? They're all in her, in that soul, which came to the world, yes?
This is the meaning of Moses is equal to 600,000. Because he was their faithful shepherd, he had the same Kedusha that the whole generation merited. Indeed, the whole is found within each item, or each individual, since in the end, all the souls will unite into one discernment.
This is according to the correction. It's not that they connect, disconnect, and there are all sorts of motions there, but it's only the perception of each individual, if you can say that there are individuals.
Returning to their spiritual root,
which is one.
Hence, all the miracles and wonders and all the journeys that the whole world has experienced during the 6,000 years should be experienced by each individual soul. The good soul draws to it from all the discernments of Kedusha before it and after it, and the bad soul does the opposite.
I can't explain this. Perhaps it's too early. Let's leave it for a week or two. Or perhaps you can ask questions and then I'll find the words. Yes, Yaakov.
Maybe on a practical level, how important is it, before we develop an emotion, how important is it for me to know that there are groups in a certain country, that certain tents exist, that today I don't know about all of them?
Of course that we can't know every single detail, and if we start looking for it, sorting it, and, cataloging it, and all of that, we'll never finish. So I need to let's say, I need to describe to myself that there are parts of the general soul which I now must connect. I must annex them. I need to see them as belonging to me. I need to make some effort to tie them to me. And the more I work on me, by that I connect them into one vessel. And it's not the outcome doesn't depend on them as much as it does on me. Meaning, if I truly want to connect them to me, then this connection will occur only to the extent of my effort. I don't come to them and demand any efforts of them. If in general I identify them as parts of our general vessel, our general kli, then I hinge the measure of support only on myself. My measure of success, rather, only on myself. I seek my brothers. It's me seeking. And of course here we will discover the forces which come against that. We will discover the matter of Egypt, Pharaoh again. It's revealed again on every degree, actually, but that's how we'll advance. Alright?
But in the 10, I noticed that if I know that I have a friend who comes every day from Ramle, a city outside of Petah Tikva, now I know that he's coming from Ramle, I have more of an emotion towards him now.
Yes.
And I saw, I was exposed to a certain action that the German and the Austrian Kli were doing, where one 10 presents another 10. We've been here for 15 years. We started in this place. We moved to that place. Now, when you said that Vlad is an architect, suddenly, as if I have a bit more feeling towards him.
All right. So get to know each other in that way also.
It's a beginning.
All right. You learn from your own experience in the tens that these things are important, they can assist you, and so on. And perhaps here as well, ultimately, we are together in this corporeal world, and we'll get to know each other in as much as you are participating in all sorts of activities together. But yes, but this is all only in order to assist us in connecting internally. I need to build within me their template. Because even now, I'm not yet aware of this, but I'm working with my own inner world. You are all within me. I'm working with you. And it's not that you are outside of me. It's, well, we already know this. Yes.
This perception, it's very clear. It's like an axiom where you know how to work with it already. That all of us, everything I see outside of me is what exists within me. But still there is this situation where it throws me out to the corporeal life, that what I see on the outside. Well, I realize that if one disqualifies is...
Why? Why corporeal life? Corporeal life is something different altogether. Here, it's the spiritual life. You still do not discover the connections between everyone, but it's clear to you that the connections between us are entirely spiritual. That the Creator is between you and those tens which are far away from you. But the Creator is there between you and them. So where's corporeality in this? I would say, to the contrary, if the life
with your ten, you have corporeality, but with the tens of Europe, you have no corporeal connection.
This template, this pattern is clear. I'm saying that it throws me even more than that. Outside of the work in a society, in corporeal life, I see corporeal forms. Other people, I feel a certain kind of hatred and rejection. I don't even want to come close to them. And I realize that all of our work is to begin to bring closer to this attitude. One who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own faults. I understand his work, but I don't manage to actually do it.
All right, that's the work. That's exactly the work. You have to begin to bring these parts closer to you. They share your inclination to attain the same creator, to attain the same state of connection above all differences and so on. So what's the problem? Why are you seeing these things, describing these things as if you're being thrown into something else? I don't understand. The people you see on the screens now, in Israel and abroad, look how many of them there are. Why does it seem to you that they're foreign, alien, with no relation to you? You need to make an effort. You need to be concerned about feeling them as you do, as opposite, as foreign.
I'm not talking about the friends in Bnei Baruch, that we're doing spiritual work together.
So?
The external ones.
The external ones, we never speak of them. I don't understand what he's talking about.
I'm describing a situation where...
When was I talking about the external people?
You didn't, but I'm saying in the situation that was created now, I feel as though it's throwing me outside, even outside of the spiritual work. I'm not talking about the friends in Bnei Baruch.
I don't understand what you're talking about at all. It's as if you just dropped from the sky. Why are you talking about the external world? We're talking only about the global Bnei Baruch. Where is your head? I don't know. We didn't speak about. We didn't discuss this. We didn't discuss from the beginning of the lesson and to this moment. We didn't say a single word about people who are outside of our framework. Why are you pulling them in? All of a sudden, answer.
I'm sorry that this is how it is. This is the situation that was created. It just threw me out of...
So you have some inner state where you're concerned about something external. You have some external problems which don't let you focus on the connection between us. That's your own individual situation. But we're not talking about that. So when you speak, I don't understand where you are. All right? Yes, over there in the back.
Is the inner feeling of the ten like a magnifying glass over the general network of connection?
That's also correct. If you can see one through the other, that's very good. No, that's a relevant question, at least. Yes.
Rav, he writes here that we have to go through all of the souls. The good soul draws to it from all the discernments of Dusha before and after it, and the bad soul after. What does he mean by good soul, bad soul?
In each one of us, intermittently, there exists either this or that. More? Yes.
Can you give a definition for what does it mean, the world kli?
All people in the world who are one with us in some sort of contact, in some sort of connection, they're interested in the same goal. They make an effort to somehow come closer to the process, to the attainment of that goal. They see Baal Sulam and the Rabash as their teachers. These are the people who belong to the global Bnei Baruch. Yes, there are many people who study the writings of Baal Sulam and Rabash and don't
belong to us. I'm saying within our framework, right? Even though I respect everyone who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah, regardless of in what way or however they see us, if a person is learning about the attainment of the Creator in order to bring him contentment, it doesn't matter to me where he is and what he is. Yes.
I see in the work in the 10, over time, it becomes a certain attitude relating to one thing, meaning they're not separated, different kinds of friends. You have a relation to your 10. And the question is whether towards the world clean, the development of the emotion should be also that I'm relating to a single image.
Yes, we need to reach such an emotional sensation that we are together as one desire, one complex but one, all aimed towards the attainment of the Creator. It is made of many particular individuals, particular details, but in their combination, they are nevertheless all aimed towards one source.
So what's the role of the individual in the worldwide Kli? What's the role of each and every one?
He feels himself to be a representative in something for everyone towards the Creator.
And everything related to the attainment of the Creator, it happens only through this Kli called the world Kli, or because until today it used to be through the 10.
It remained the 10. In any case, you just expand the 10. The more you rise, you'll need to take on a wider external, a more external circle, and to reduce it to a 10.
What do you mean? What do you mean to expand the 10?
Now, it seems to you that you're coming out of your 10 and going to annul yourself before 1,000 tens, let's say. So you need to work now in order to see all these 1,000 tens as 1 ten, so that inside of you, in your own sensations, it will be reduced into 1 ten. And it will take many different forms, either as degrees or as internal and external. You'll see.
Is there any work that you do back into your own 10?
Your own 10, of course, of course.
And what is it? What is this work?
It is the same way as now, you and the 10. So you'll have your own 10 with the external 10s. 10 times over, or 100 times over. It's the same way Moses divided the people into tens, hundreds, thousands.
Is it true to depict it like the work of dissemination, where you go out to dissemination and you're integrated with them, and then you come back with this deficiency into the 10, or shouldn't I?
It may be for the meantime, but after a while you'll see it as your constant system, permanent system. It's breathing, it's expanding, but it's a system. It's not that you come out of it, you get something from them and then you forget it. No, they become more and more stable and clear in your system. By that you come to merit the perception of the new reality. I don't know how to say this to all of you, but you understand how many cells we have in our brains, right? Why do we need so many? What do I grasp there? Why? But billions of cells. And we don't even understand what's going on in there. The perception of reality is, we need to understand that that's the way it works. We're just advancing in the most natural way, on the most natural course. So I understand that this brings you some confusions. It
perhaps distances you from your 10, perhaps, it seems to you, but ultimately it won't be that way, it'll be the opposite, the opposite. Your 10 is a drop of semen. 10, not 9 or 11, it's all just one point. In order to expand your perception and to bring us closer to differentiate, distinguish between all those lights, light, darkness, all those transitions between them, different shades of them, you require more discernments, more cells. You don't have them. And so, on one hand, you don't want to come out of your crib, right? It's good for us here. That's enough. It's sufficient. It's always, that's how the will to receive, with its defensive, protective force, it never wants to do that. But now you need to expand your vessels to think of others who are far from you, strangers, they're opposite to you, they have different languages, different hours. What's going on here? But they are those segments that we need to, segmentations we need to take into account and to build connections above them. There is no choice about it. Yes.
So then, what do we need the 10 for? If now you're working towards the general kli,
you need to work from within the 10, from within your 10.
What does it mean from within my 10?
Because without the 10, there is no me. Now, the point from which I start is the 10. Less than a 10, I don't even exist. If I exist within a 10, then I have a point. Right. Now I need to begin to connect with all the rest of the 10s. Yes.
I see that over time in the 10, a change occurred where you come to the lesson, you come out of the 10, you come for them. So the upgrade should now be that I come for the world kli.
Until you come here for the Creator, yes.
So now, I'm just trying to think, to grasp, what should I aspire to? Where? What should I depict to myself?
It's the same way, that's what we read now from this article, 600,000 souls, that this general soul, this one general soul, is felt by you in your own single vessel.
Can you say something which is closer?
No, I don't think it's far. It's distant in terms of actualizing it, making it happen, but partially to grasp it and perceive it, yeah, you can come close to that. Get used to it. You hear it for first time, second time. Have patience. You understand that this is how it works on the path. I reject it, I don't want it, I don't understand. You can see how our ego wants to fix us in place. Well, yes.
Why do you say that you were not expecting us to come closer to it now?
No, there are many stages. And I know that they need to come by, but now, in this week, this coming week, usually such things I know it needs to be, right? We even learn this from our lessons, what we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah. The difference between degrees is multiplications of 10. So you need to jump to the next degree. But now, immediately after, we've barely finished the previous Congress, and now a different necessity is revealed. So I thought, perhaps 2 or 3 months ago, I thought that this Congress in Europe will be the same way we had that Russian Congress. We'll have the European one, the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, connection a little bit more, and so on. But it actually became convention
in structure, how to put it? It's a structure wherein we all have to connect as a ten. It's a very rigid thing. I didn't expect for it to be discovered as what so, we have to do.
So we didn't skip anything. This is just a part of the process.
I'm not determining anything here. You think I'm so smart, I'm determining these things. God forbid. I know it needs to happen, but what's the pace and exactly in what way? Never. Never. For me, all these things are pretty new revelations, because what I went through and am going through, it's a little different. And with you, I go through it together with you in a different way. Right? It's called from all my students. I've learned, right? If I was by myself, I would never have gone through it this way. I know. Yes, David.
What can we do, which is more than we're doing today, if we will receive this sensation of a complete world clear?
We need to begin to establish a board, right? In a day or two, we'll have some time for this work, and we'll begin to work on it in a more practical manner, where all of our evenings, I hope, and also in the morning, perhaps for an hour from our 2.5 hours of the lesson, we can dedicate to that. And also in the evening, more practical work, you know, assemblies and meetings, board meetings, and all sorts of scrutinies. And whoever can come or not, they can listen to it in some way, but we have to do this. We need to see that this Congress is coming up as a thing which obligates that we change.
So if it's to exert, each one was exerting even when we just worked in a tent. And in that, there was no lack. You could always invest more work. So yes. What does the Creator want to give us by allowing us to see the whole Kli as connected? What is expected of us to do as a result of us getting it? Why are we getting such an ability?
You can sit in your tent for your entire life, and you'll always have something to add, seemingly. But this addition, these additions, will not be spiritual additions. Corporeal. All sorts of things. You'll learn all sorts of things and study and this and that. It'll become psychology rather than Kabbalah. Kabbalah is always what's revealed to be as 10 times over. 10 times over, again and again, from degree to degree, from level to level. These are the preparations for entering the spiritual ladder.
And there, what is the work on the ladder of degrees?
In the same way, now we begin to understand that it's to begin to expand the vessel to a more external circle and another more external circle. It's called Ibur Yenika Mochin. What you were in the previous state, now you begin from that to take care of a more external state. The more external state will be called Ibu, conception, and the previous state will be called Yenika, the more inner one.
So this feeling of the entire Kli is a desirable result, or is it a means for a different outcome?
Both. Both. All right, it'll come. It doesn't matter how many questions we ask or don't ask. It'll be revealed gradually. Moti, you have a question? No.
Ken.
Yes.
In the pattern of the 10, I see 10s that are more consistent, more persistent.
Yes.
If I'm in a 10 that, as it occurred, we mostly meet on a single day. We come to the lesson. When we come to lessons, we sometimes have 6 or 7 or 10. But so long as I hold the inner pattern or template of the 10 with me, even if I sit by myself on the table, through this, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, but
whatever you can do, you have to do.
But also personally, when I perceive the 10 with this inner template, through it, I can go to the rest of the world clean.
Yes, it just depends on what job you'll have in that world clean.
But still, we're perceived as a 10.
Yes, you're still perceived as a 10. From above, it's called. You're perceived to be a 10. From below, well, so-so. But this, too, isn't to be discounted. That's what I want to say. In these types of, in this type of integral work, nothing is to be discounted. Wait, I have Hanoch. That one. Well,
I'm asking about this times 10 more, time 10s more darkness, time 10s more concern. You gave us this depiction once that we are all in the submarine and the submarine is drowning and I choose to be with my friends rather than saving myself. But it also says, you did not labor in me, Jacob. And as the saying says, because this is an easy thing, so how do we add concern to the darkness and choose the friends rather than doing the easy thing?
How to make it easy?
Yes.
I don't know. Don't ask me that. How to make the work easy. Meaning from to make a light suitcase from a heavy one.
Yes. Well,
we know it depends on the greatness of the employer.
What does that mean?
Well, the extent to which the Creator is great in your estimation, that's what you mean. What do you mean?
Well, let's say that the submarine is a lot better now, and it's a lot harder for me to choose my friends. How does the greatness of the employer choose me to choose the friends more easily?
Because they are means by which to come closer to the employer. In order to ease the work, to make it faster, to come closer to the Creator. It's all one work. You make distinctions between this and that and this. No, there's no difference. What does it mean, Israel, Oraita, Kudsho, Brichu, are one? That the work and the payment, the reward, and the what you do and what you attain, and the one who gives and the one who receives, it all becomes as one. That's it. Well, let's continue with what?
The preface?
Preface? All right, let's have the preface.